4AAE Mobile. KA4RAEE, I believe it was. I can't remember for sure. This is KO4HKX. 4HKX, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. I got you now. Kilo Romeo. How are you today, sir? This is Patrick on this end. I think we spoke before.
Hello, Patrick. Steven on this end over here. Yeah, the call sign is a little funky, but as soon as I get general and extra, I'll go for a vanity as soon as I can.
Well, the same thing, and then everybody got to know me with my call sign, and I just left it alone when I got my general and extra.
That's something I'm definitely aware of, is I could throw everybody a curveball and be like, who is this guy? Is he a newbie? Again?
I wonder what you do. Because I have people, I walk up to people at Hamfest and stuff like that, and I give them a KO4 call, and they think I'm new to the block and don't know anything. And so there's just some of them out there that are going to be that way.
You kind of run into that type of person anywhere. Really can't exactly say. What's your QTH?
My QTH at the moment is on Highway 25 right in front of the cliff.
To know that, that's very close to the Caesar's Head repeater. I'm over here in Taylor's currently, heading towards downtown Greenville a little bit.
I just left that area. I was on 290 there in Taylor's. So, heading back up the mountain now to North Carolina to my home. So, I'll lose the repeater here about exit one, Bob's Creek Road.
Live in North Carolina, but you work down here in South Carolina. What do you do for work?
A mobile tool franchise.
Thing I've never heard of anybody owning a mobile tool franchise. You have to tell me a little bit more if you can.
I can, as long as I'm not trying to say something, which I'm not. So, but I own a Matco, MATCO tool franchise. I go around to mechanic shops and factories and places like that and sell tools.
So you're the guy that everybody says, oh boy, here we go. This could get interesting.
Well, there's guys out there that way, yes. I try not to be one of them. I turned wrenches for 20 years before doing this, so I was on the other end of the wrench and know how this business can be that way.
I definitely do like tools, and I mean, which guy doesn't like a full garage of tools? Everybody always needs a tool of some sort to get some sort of job done. But yes, I understand being on the other side of it too. I used to wrench on cars a lot back in the day.
I did it for a living for 20 years, working for Ford and GM. So I've got plenty of time under my belt doing it professionally.
That's a lot of time. I probably did 5 or 10 years, mostly I worked on all the foreign cars, the Hondas, Toyotas, Acuras, things like that, before all this computerized stuff came out.
New cars just aren't worth the money. They don't last. Your tail light bulb goes out and it shuts you down, because the network's down now.
Crazy on that one. I've been looking around trying to find a late 2000s, mid to early 2000s vehicle that doesn't have too much of a computer in it, and something that I can still wrench on my own if needed.
I'm with you. I'm driving a 2000 model Ford Excursion, so I'm right in my wheelhouse. Know these inside and out. The wife drives a 2012 Escape, which is newer than I want it to be. Because it's at the point where it's giving us problems because of all the electronics on it, and you just can't get parts for them. So I'm looking for her something now to get rid of it.
Copy. Did you say you drive a Ford Excursion? Please tell me that's the turbo diesel model.
I've got a 7.3 in it. No better way to go.
That turbo diesel that he put in that Excursion was really nice, and I'm pretty sure you got it bulletproof, or if you've got it nicely tuned, it'll run forever now.
7.3s, you didn't have to bulletproof them. Didn't have head gasket problems like the 6-liter. These run just fine the way they are. I got a little tuner on it, and that's it. That's all they need.
I should have kept mine when I had it. I just can't shoot myself out of life. But, oh well, maybe I'll come across another one sometime soon.
Good luck. They're getting harder and harder to find, that's for sure. And they're highly sought after. Can't go anywhere without somebody wanting to buy this one. And then my crew cab is the same way. I got a 97 F-350 crew cab.
I've been looking around, and I've seen some Excursions. I've just looked at the price tags and the mileage on them and what they look like, and it's like, they won't, how much for that? I don't know about that one, but that just goes to show you the value of what they are now, and people definitely value them.
I looked across this one. The guy had it listed wrong on one of the for sale apps. Had it listed as a gas motor, and I just happened to look at the VIN and say, that's not a gas motor, and called the guy. It had 84 or 86,000 miles on it when I bought it.
Glad to say you lucked out on that one there. Man, if I saw that, I'd hop on that in a heartbeat and risk a divorce.
That. Well, I am coming up here on exit one where I'll start losing a repeater. Been a pleasure talking to you, and maybe we can do it again another evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Hey, Patrick. Safe travels to you, and we'll definitely connect soon. KR4AAE, clear.